Today is International Overdose Awareness Day. Here in the U.S., unintentional overdose deaths from prescription opioids have quadrupled since 1999, according to the National Institute on Drug Abuse. Opioids are a class of drugs that include pain medications like morphine or hydrocodone, as well as street drugs like heroin. Cities across the country are looking for ways to fight this increase in overdose deaths, but San Francisco has a long history of dealing with the issue. For almost a decade, an organization called the Dope Project has given drug users the power to save their own lives with an anti-overdose drug called naloxone. KLW's Mary Lee Williams tells us more.
Sign in for me right here. This...
What it's under?
It's syringe access night at Glide Church in San Francisco's Tenderloin District. And volunteer Kevin Smith is refilling a prescription for Jana Lee. Lee isn't her real last name. She preferred to remain anonymous. Every Tuesday, from 7 o'clock to 9, anyone can come in to get their free longs, bee stingers, and, in Lee's case, a naloxone refill. She used her last dose of the anti-overdose drug this morning to save her friend's life.
He's really cutting down on his usage, but he gets really strong stuff when he does get it, and he's been going out. Like, he's been overdoing it.
The man Lee saved this morning overdosed on heroin.
Did you end up doing any of the sternum rubs or before applying? Or?
Rubbing someone's sternum in the middle of their chest is a common way to check if someone is having an overdose or just nodding off. After trying the sternum rub, Lee realized her friend was having an overdose, and she put her naloxone to use. Rather than injecting it, she used a nasal device. She says she's not comfortable using a syringe.
I am insecure about that I'll be able to get that drawn up out of that vial in the right amount of time, in a good amount of time. That is what I'm totally afraid of.
But on Tuesday night, they'd run out of nasal injectors.
Yeah, all we have are the musclers today. And I don't know if you've seen these kits.
A muscler basically means a large syringe. And it's used to inject naloxone into the thigh muscle.
And so I'll give you up to the day. This will be all right.
Glide and four other syringe access programs in the city get their supply of naloxone from the Dope Project, which stands for Drug Overdose Prevention and Education. They collaborate with the San Francisco Department of Public Health.
It's just pure public health.
Eliza Wheeler is the Dope Project's only full-time employee.
You give people this tool, you teach them how to use it, they avert a death.
The Dope Project buys the naloxone and makes sure it gets to the organizations like Glide and their volunteers, who then give it to people like Lee. They use what's called a standing order. It means a doctor only needs to write one prescription, but that prescription allows people who are trained but not medically certified to give out the drug. They've been doing it this way since 2010. Prior to that, a doctor or nurse practitioner had to be physically present to refill and issue naloxone prescriptions. Wheeler says this has dramatically increased the amount they can distribute.
I mean, we went from giving out naloxone for about 14 hours a month. So it was 7 2-hour sites throughout the month where you could get naloxone to, now we give out naloxone almost 200 hours a month, I think.
Wheeler points out that when it comes to overdoses, opioid users or people close to drug users are the real first responders.
So people tend to use drugs with other drug users. They don't use drugs with police officers and their parents, for the most part. Also, drug users had been witnessing overdoses and responding to overdoses for as long as there were drug overdoses.
Wheeler herself has used it several times over her 20 years of needle exchange and harm reduction work. Harm reduction is a philosophy that's about making drug use safer for those who are unable or unwilling to stop. The focus is on reducing negative consequences rather than trying to stop people or punish them for drug use. Wheeler says some people are so scared of punishment that they might not contact first responders in an overdose situation.
That's a powerful fear, powerful distrust of a system, that is very real for people.
She's personally seen cases where an overdose is occurring, but people are too scared to call 911.
I've heard parents, like not drug users, parents afraid to call 911 for their child, would rather have their own naloxone to revive their kid who struggles with substance use than call 911 because they're just afraid of how their kid will be treated or will they be arrested, and they don't want them to go to jail.
Jana Lee didn't call 911 Tuesday morning when her friend overdosed.
Within the space of a week and a half, he's gone through three doses.
While getting her naloxone refill, Lee has to provide some information about what the anti-overdose drug was used for, who the drug was used on, and what opioids they were using. Kevin Smith, the Glide volunteer, jots down the information in a large three-ring binder.
Yeah, we're just curious, only for just sort of stats for the city.
The DOPE Project and the San Francisco Department of Public Health use this data for research on the effectiveness of the program. Between 2010 and 2015, reported overdose reversals in San Francisco increased fourfold. Though it's hard to know what this number actually means. Is it because there's just more drug usage now? Or are they just doing a better job tracking the naloxone they give out? Regardless, Wheeler says for her, there's no question the program is worth it.
I mean, to me, it's like if it costs $1 million, it would still be a cost-effective thing. But that's, I mean, we spend $1 million in this world on a whole lot less than a human life. So,
She says reversing an overdose is not just about the person whose life is saved, but it's also about the impact on the person who administered the naloxone.
Where you'll hear stories of, you know, oh, I saved someone. I can't believe I saved someone. I was like a superhero. You know, maybe for that moment they feel slightly less like a piece of trash, which is what the world treats them as for most of their waking hours, you know?
Jana Lee echoes this idea. She says being able to save her friend's life has definitely had an impact on her.
But, at least you know that, you know, there's a good reason for you to be on the planet still, because you can help someone else.
The emotional impact of saving someone's life hasn't been quantified or studied. But the DOPE Project isn't focused on that. It's just getting naloxone out there to the people who need it. In San Francisco, I'm Mary Lee Williams for Cross Currents.